Hey, how you doing there, Ken?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Doing
live great. Radio.
I love
nothing,
it.
Nothing better.
Hello, America.
Yes. Sit down and have a talk with us. You've been, like the old song says, you've been everywhere, man.
Oh, man. It's been great. I've been just driving, rolling through towns, and just having a blast.
Uh-huh.
Having a blast.
Yeah. Back on another radio tour.
Yes, sir. Going. It's funny. People ask me where I'm going, but I think I end up in Dixon this week doing a really nice show. So trying to book shows and do radio tours to lead up to it.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if that's a smart approach because I'm probably going to be exhausted by Friday night. You know, the driving just is mm-hmm. grueling, you know, except now I usually get a rental and they have lane assist and the cruise stops like three car lengths before a car. It makes it so easy to get places.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm not getting any kind of sponsorship from a car manufacturer dealership, but it makes it a lot more doable.
And these new cars keep you awake, too, if you ever get
It's a constant
toward the center line.
Yeah, it's like...
It's got the thing in the seat.
I don't know that.
Yeah, ours does. It rattles. Like, if you...
Really?
If you get close to something or whatever, it's like...
Oh,
like
it does. If you go out of your lane, it's
it shakes you.
I'm terrible at driving. I always have to have big wheels. So, like, when I parallel park, that's my favorite. If there's no meter, you just climb up nose first and just climb back down onto the pavement. It's like, there it is. Nailed it.
You wouldn't have passed your driver's license test back then.
Or would I?
Yeah, well, maybe.
Boy, I like you.
Anyway. Oh, well, you've been making some new music. What can you tell us about 20 different roots, which you're about to play here?
Funny thing. Somebody was just asking me, is it roots or routes?
Oh.
Or roots.
Or roots.
Yeah. 20. I always say 20 different routes. And when we were in studio, the guys were like, should we change that word? Is it routes or roots? I'm like, dude, who cares? It's a song, man. It's 20 different routes. So anyway, I call it 20 different routes.
Routes.
Yes. But it doesn't matter. I ended up naming the album that because, you know, not to get deep on it, but it's really, the album kind of progresses. It actually is like a disco party. It starts off kind of slow and then the BPMs kind of pick up. And by the end of it, and you'll love this, in my head, it's Ozzy Osbourne rocking out. I've got like the laugh in it and it's fast. It's an aggressive country song. So it kind of takes you on a journey from, you know, kind of like 20 different routes is pretty mellow. You know, it's just kind of laying down the foundation and then it just keeps getting more and more gritty. At least in my head, I looked at it as a whole project.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's give it a spin right
here.
Cool. All right. Ken Dimash and 20 different routes.
Mm-hmm.
Must have been some kind of dream. We were dancing. Time, bodies moving together felt like it was forever. I've never ever been so blind. You were all I could see, so I guess it was me. 'Cause everything was feeling good. It just doesn't make sense. We were feeling feelings, things were moving like they should. I took 20 different routes, 20 different routes home that night. Trying to figure things out in my mind. Fireworks cracking, no idea what happened. I keep playing it back on rewind. I took 20 different routes, 20 different routes home that night. Was it something I said, or the way that I read the sound you were giving me? I thought we were on track. Now you won't call me back. I'm confused on said in perfect time. Bodies moving together feel like it was forever. I've never ever been so blind.
Ken Demash on WRCO Radio, and he's in the studio right there.
Here I am.
Nice job. I like that.
Yeah, thank you.
I like that song.
Thank you.
We got a lot of response from your song Imagining, too.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, as you said that, the new album has a song in my head, which is like a has a follow-up, kind of a the feel of it's a follow-up. Shall I give you a taste?
Oh.
Now that I'm dogging you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that song had that whole... The old Imagining song?
Mm-hmm.
She had long legs dangling from the edge of the dock, and we were nearly 17. Her eyes were shining brighter than the water that was glistening. And when she laughed, when she smiled, all I could do was grin. Even though it didn't look like I was doing much, I was imagining. Having me, just having me, holding hands and dipping our feet. Having me, just having me, some tan lines and them cut off jeans, and all the things that we could have been. I was imagining. Oh, whoa.
Come on, Bo.
Oh, whoa.
We got air guitar going here in the studio.
Whoa.
And pen drums.
But the funny thing is, that song, and that's how they, like in Nashville, when you go to present a song, they cut you off right there. Like,
were they?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Like, literally, that's how you do.
Do they say we'll be in
pitches.
Touch?
If you're lucky.
If you're lucky.
They literally will say, we'll go ahead and keep that one. Next.
Next.
It's like literally, so it's like when I come see you, I'm not used to being able to do the next verse. It's like it's a pretty, we don't have a lot of time here,
sure.
So get it in and get out. So that, the song that's on the next album, is it cool just to be rambling around here with
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah, go
going
over,
down a whole bunch of different routes?
Wherever you want.
All right, you see what it did? All right. I got to have my brain shift gear. I was having fun with that. Let's see, where am I going?
That's we were right. Talking about Nashville. And
that's right.
Kind of like the old gong show where you get a couple
yeah.
of bong, you're done.
I've got so many songs in my head because Henry was just saying to do trivia on you. So I'm trying to cleanse my mind here for 2 seconds and get my brain into the song I want to do. And I've got that imagining in my head. We wake up on Sunday and I'm still holding you. The clothes are on the floor from a dead night rendezvous. Close all of the curtains, she'll be alone to snooze. Cause we're not caring what the rest of the world is up to. Because of the way you move and all the things you do, you can turn the morning into afternoon. So that's what
I like that.
That's a new song coming out, and it had that woo-hoo, that whole thing just kind of felt like a follow up to Imagining.
It does
in my head.
Sure,
same key.
Part two.
Yeah. And anyhow, so what were we talking about before I got off onto my own tangent there?
I don't know.
I tend to do that to myself.
Or we can go another route, too.
Yes.
You know, I was reading your bio, and I don't know if we've talked about this before, but it was an Elvis song that kind of motivated you to maybe pursue the music.
I like it. Yeah, so...
Which Elvis song was it?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know if I know how to play it, even. I see.
Or you could just tell me.
I'm sorry. I don't think like that.
Well, my hands shake and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you've had such luck? I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh. Ooh. Yeah. Why, please don't ask me what's on the mound. I'm a little mixed up, but I feel just fine. When I see a girl that I've kissed, my heart beats so it scares me to death. But she touched my hand, and what a thrill I got. Her lips are like a volcano on the top. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love.
Ooh.
I'm all shook up. Ooh. Ooh. Yeah.
That's the one that started it all.
Yeah, I think so. I think that was it. Nobody's ever really gotten that out of my brain.
And somebody said, Ken, you should do
that.
Yeah.
Man, you're like playing the part. It freaked me out. There was no guitar or anything. It was just this a cappella thing. And that, for some reason, I just had those lyrics in my head from hearing that song so much. And she's like, yeah, you should sing. And bought a guitar and tried. I figured it'd be fun. You know, the guitar really becomes like this part of your extension, like when you're talking. You like even like when you're talking, you just like to have like, you know,
sure,
a little background music to your own day, conversation, anything, set a mood. And so I bought a guitar. And I'm like, well, I got to learn how to play guitar because how do I sing without a guitar? Yeah. So I just tried to learn that as fast as humanly possible. And then I wasn't very good at playing guitar and doing cover songs. So I just would kind of do them and they'd turn into my own. Is literally how I got into songwriting. I have a hard time remembering songs half the time. Like those games where they're like, what's the next lyric? Don't have me on your team. You know, it's like, nope. I just kind of only can sing to them when they're happening and partying with them. So trying to play them was a weird, like, oh, well, that song feels like, you know.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've always been the same way because growing up, you know, especially hearing songs out of a 4-inch radio speaker back in the day, and then now, you know, you can Google any song lyric and be like, that's what they're saying?
Right.
For 50 years, I thought it was Elton John was a perfect example.
Yeah, that Rocket John, Man.
Rocket Man, or another one is Benny and the Jets.
Yeah. You know?
Like, what?
Is it even Benny?
What is he saying?
Is it Benny? Who is it? And you just kind of sit there at the pool going, like, what am I? You can't even sing it.
Yeah. And I've been embarrassed all these years. I've been singing songs, you know, I'm like,
Rocket Man's full of weird lyrics.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I had learned that one on the piano and the vocals, which you can't do now. You have to, like, practice that every day to remember those lyrics, I think.
The other one is Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. I mean, until the Elton John biopic came out, I had no idea he was saying hunting the horny back toad.
Seriously?
Know, yeah. Hunting the horny back toad. Huh. I'm like, what?
Huh.
What?
Huh.
Okay. All right. Got it.
Okay. I guess
after,
that's okay.
After
for radio.
50 years, I finally learned it.
I was looking at you like, I don't know if that's right, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
We're
going
to,
give us just a minute. That's,
look it up.
Let's get on a ChatGPT and see if that's right. Anywho, yeah.
All right. Well, we'll come back and talk a little bit more about the new album. We're also going to play some music trivia today, too.
Yeah, so. I'm getting ready for that. I've got my notes out for you.
Oh, hanging out in the studio with Kenny D. How you doing there?
You're awesome.
You're
That's
the man.
You're telling my secrets back off air.
We always have fun when you come in the studio with us. You've been around here a couple of times through maybe.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Three times maybe?
I think so. Yeah, I love it. I love this town. I love that, you know, people are, you know, engaged and that you, I remember driving in a couple of, maybe like last year, a couple of visits back, and it was a great conversation. You had two ladies on here talking about schooling and the whole drive in, I just loved it. It was like, I got, you know, there went an hour. That was great.
There you go.
And then I had to be here. I'm like, I was doing like a follow up conversation, like, what do you think about that? And I was like, having that whole, anyway. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, it's
absolutely
great. It's great.
Well, it's what local radio can do, you know?
I love it. I love it a lot.
So. Yeah. You got a new song that you'd like to play for us from the new album?
Yeah, this is actually first time I'm playing it. This is coming out next Friday on all streaming platforms. If you guys want to play it, you can.
They all told me love was such a bad idea that I need to watch it, cause it can be toxic. But those warning signs, they never seem to stop me till my heart hit a dead end. Never learned my lesson. Well, I'll do it over and over and over again. Just the thought of you, count me in. All over and over and over again. Every part of you, I want everything. Do it all over and over and over and over again. All over and over and over and over again. Well, I might just be a little thick in the head, or maybe romantic, like you planned it. And if being a fool for love is some kind of sin, well, I need a blessing, cause here's my confession. Well, I do it over and over and over again. Just the thought of you, count me in. again, all over and over and over again. Every part of you, I want everything. Do it all over and over and over and over again. All over and over and over and over again. Well, if I think about it, maybe take a step back. If I could rewrite it, would I change anything? If I slowed down a bit, maybe jump right in. If I had to give an answer right now, well, here it is. I do it all over and over and over and over again. And all over and over and over and over again. Yeah, I do it over and over and over again. Just the thought of you, count me in. All over and over and over again. Every part of you, and I want everything. Do it all over and over and over and over again. All over and over and over and over again.
I like it. Good
Thank
job.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank
who do people say you sound like, or does it vary on each song?
I don't think anybody's ever said I sound like anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just trying
Which
to
Which is great.
Pinpoint.
I'm glad now that you're saying that
style.
Out loud.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't really try to sound like anybody. It just kinda comes out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And that's sometimes probably hard to do too, because you know, you hear things.
Well, now you're gonna mess up everything, man. I'm gonna try to sound like everything. That's a good segue to a game I wanted to play with you.
All right.
Maybe when we come back.
We'll take a little break and
come
back.
Yeah, it's a good segue about if I sounded like another artist, who would it be? And I can play my songs as if I'm all these other artists, and you can guess the artist.
In the style of.
In the style of.
Okay.
Yes.
Great to have you on the air. In the studio today, we have Mr. Ken Dimash, and he is here to tell us about his new album. Plus, he's here to make me look and sound foolish,
which isn't
hard.
I walked in, and one of the folks up front was like, "Are you doing that trivia again?" And I'm like, "That was fun. That was fun." So I've got a crazy one for you. So the album is called 20 Different Routes.
Okay. Yep.
That first song that you played, thank you for playing it, 20 Different Routes. That song was more about trying to sort out your feelings when a relationship's not going right. The bigger meaning for the album is, you know, there's so many life choices you can make and so many road you can go down, turns into a dead end, you back up, try a different one, and it's just how life is. So today, I thought it'd be fun if I did the song 20 Different Routes. And again, 20 Different Routes is just, you know, must have been some kind of dream we were dancing in perfect time, right? What if another artist covered 20 Different Routes? All right, so you tell me who the artist is covering 20 Different Routes.
All right.
I took 20 different routes home that night, trying to figure things out in my mind. The fireworks cracking, no idea what happened. I keep playing back on rewind. I took 20 different routes home that night, 20 different routes home, oh, home.
I give up.
I'm trying to figure out how they sing it now. Hold on. Let's see.
Oasis?
Jelly Roll. How's his song going? I can't even remember how his
Jelly Roll.
Jelly Roll.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Well, I know Amazing Grace, but I ain't been living them words. I swear I spend most Sundays drunk off my mouth than I am in church. Hard couple King James, only been saving dust on my nightstand. And I don't know the words to say by the time I fold my hands, 'cause I only talk to God when I need a savior, and I only pray when I ain't got a prayer. So tell me, who the hell am I to expect a savior? If I only talk to God when I need a savior, Lord, I need a savior.
So that's the Jelly Roll.
Jelly Roll.
Right. So that was a pretty current. I'm gonna shift it into. So I had to start off on a hard one. Okay.
See, for some reason I was thinking classic rock.
I'm gonna go back to that. Sorry, I did not give you a gear. So
I thought that's where you were going, but
let's see. Must have been some kind of dream. We were dancing together in perfect time. Bodies moving together felt like it was forever. I never ever been so blind. You were all I could see, so I guess it was me, 'cause everything was feeling good. It just doesn't make sense. We were feeling, things were moving like they should. I took 20 different routes, 20 different routes, wondered if we're out home that night. Trying to figure things out in my mind. No. She grew up in an Indiana town, had a good-looking mama who was never around. She grew up tall and she grew up right with those Indiana boys on an Indiana night. Well, it's the last dance with Mary Jane. One more time to kill the pain.
Tom Petty.
Yeah, Tom Petty. There you go. All right. I mean, give you the song.
As soon as you went into that, I'm like, oh, man.
All right. Okay. So we're going to try it.
0 for 2.
0 for 2. No, all right. I'll try another one.
Much like my baseball career. So. Led Zeppelin.
No.
I thought you were almost going to the Stairway there for a moment.
Close.
Must have been some kind of dream. We were dancing in perfect time.
Bo's got his hand up.
Bodies moving together. Never been so dang blind.
Leonard Skinner?
Yeah.
Never been.
Yeah, I was going to keep going. Have you be like, dude, this is live air. Stop.
The live version goes like 14 minutes or so.
people get out, they get gas, they come back.
Yeah. Do you get that?
It's 20 different rounds.
Do you get that request when you're playing out Free Bird? Do you get requests for that? From
but wouldn't it be funny if I do it that way?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, dude, you do not know a lyric, do you? All right, so far you got one, two for the audience, right?
Yeah. Well, half for Tom Petty.
Fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough. Okay. Here we go. So this is gonna stump you.
Oh, I'm sure it will.
this is not like classic rock. This goes back a little further.
Oh.
Must have been some kind of dream. We were dancing. Never ever been so blind. Rock me, baby. Rock me all night long. Rock me, baby. Rock me all night long. Want you to rock me till my back ain't got no bones.
Anything? Some BB King.
BB King.
I don't sing it a lot. Like, I guess it would help if I sounded a little bit like the artist. Yeah, that was BB King.
I know it was blues. I couldn't.
Yes. Okay. So here we'll do a classic rock, but kind of an old rock. Are you okay on time?
Oh yeah. Okay. All right. Yep. Sounds like the Animals.
Oh, I don't even get to do it. Yeah.
See, you're hitting in the wheelhouse there. But go ahead if you want to do a little House of the Rising Sun.
Some kind of dream. We were dancing a perfect time. Bodies moving together. Felt like forever. I've never been so blind. I took 20 different rounds on that night, trying to figure things out in my mind. Fireworks cracking, no idea what happened. I keep playing it on rewind.
That's what the animals get it.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun.
Yeah, that's what that was at.
Okay. Impressive. Very
good. Isn't
that
fun?
Oh, yeah.
You catching on how crazy this is? So like when you try to figure out how to record a song. So here's a fun little fact. On 20 different routes, I had that song. By the way, that song started like this. If I can... I took 20 different routes home that night, trying to figure things out in my mind. Fireworks were cracking. That's how I first did that song. And you can take that progression, and it's like so many songs. We could use this one, too. Hat down, cross town, living like a rock star. Spent a lot of money on my brand new guitar. Baby's gotta have it, diamond rings and Fendi sports bras. Driving down Rodeo, come Maserati sports car. Got no money, been through all that. Like a Marlboro man, so I lean on back. I wish I could go on back and just ride till I can no more. I'm gonna take my horse down Old Town Road. I'm gonna ride till I can no more. I'm gonna take my horse Old Town Road, I'm gonna ride till I can no more. And here's a funny thing too, just like how songs work.
So if you wanna run away with me, I know a galaxy and I can take you for a ride. I had a premonition that we fell into the rhythm and the music didn't last for life.
This is a Dua Lipa song that is all like club sounding, but you can take it and all of a sudden it feels like the same thing. That's the whole, the same chord progression that I'm doing here.
You want me? I want you, baby, my sugar boo. I'm levitating, the Milky Way. I'm renegading, yeah, 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 yeah. Got you, moonlight. You're my starlight. I need you all night. Come on, dance with me. I'm levitating.
Very nice.
Yeah, so the point is, how do you even decide what a song is? And I had that song 20 different routes, and true story, I plugged that into an AI generator. It crushed it. It was so good.
Really?
It was so good.
Yeah.
I was like, what? And it did it. And I'm like, so it literally severely inspired me to just kind of go, oh man, I have so much ground to cover. Like it blew my mind. And so we literally went into studio going, how can we as a team do better work than what this AI generates quickly? You know what I mean? How can we give it more life, more reality, more soul? Mm-hmm. And they were like, dude, we're your new AI. Like literally like a quote from the band. I was like, let's go. You know, and it was just so fun. So that
you can use it as a tool. You know,
you can use it as it's hard not to have it be a crutch at some point. It's a scary rabbit hole to go down. But just knowing that there's a competitor in the room that's that good just makes you take your game up.
Raises your level.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, it just really heavily influenced me. So all right, so do we have time for one or two more or no?
Oh, yeah. Or you're going to do a cover, I think, for us.
Oh, we're going to do a cover? No?
Yeah.
Oh, a cover. Let me think. I have all these that I've been trying to learn lately. Let's see. what to do?
Why not learn them live on the radio?
Yeah, I could, actually.
Yeah.
I hate to grab my notes, but I hate to mess up.
Let's come take back a break.
Yeah, fantastic.
Because we don't want to put you on the spot too
badly. I love being on the spot. Yeah, we'll come back.
Ken Dimash on the studio. In the studio with us. We'll be right back. There we are. Ken Dimash in the studio with us. Caught you practicing.
You're awesome. Well, you know, it's like, why not challenge myself?
Right. Yes. Exactly. Sure. Quiz yourself.
Quiz myself. So you want to jump in and try this?
What do you got? Oh, yeah. You're going to do a cover
song? Yeah, we were talking about doing cover songs. And I mean, there's like a bunch of cover songs that... You know, I love doing, I know, and I literally brought my notes in to trick Phil on that last night, and I just...
And it worked.
I just had printed out The Joker from Steve Miller Band, right?
Okay.
And I literally never played this all the way through, but it's like I grew up with this song.
Okay. Well, take it away.
Some people call me the Space Cowboy. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice, 'cause I speak of the pompadour of love. And people talking about me, baby, Say I'm doing you wrong, doing you wrong. Don't you worry, baby, don't worry, baby, 'cause I'm right here, right here, right here at home. 'Cause I'm a picker, and I'm a grinner, and I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun. And I'm a joker, and I'm a toker, I'm a midnight smoker. I play my music on the run.
Man, you gotta help me out with that. I hope the people listening don't know the words of this song, because I got it wrong. Because I don't have it all printed out.
Well, you're the cutest thing I ever did see. I really love your beat. You wanna shake your tree. Love you, love you, love you, love you, love you, love you all the time. Ooh, wait, baby, we sure do have a good time. 'Cause I'm a picker, and I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun. Well, I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, and I'm a midnight toker. I give my loving on the run.
That just takes me back to growing up, you know?
Yeah.
So I apologize to anybody listening. I've never done that before, yeah, but well, it feels so good to play.
It was good, you know? Man.
That was for me.
Live radio. I appreciate that. Yeah. So you got to play a few of those when you're out.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, it's literally, you have no idea. Like, sometimes I'll have my own songs, and I haven't played them in front of a live audience maybe, you know? And it's like, you create it in a studio. And people don't know it. I'm just like, yeah, I'm going to try that on the air and see how badly I do. You know, and it feels like I'm only doing it with like you in my living room kind of thing.
Right, right.
You forget that people are in their car.
Wait a minute.
And it's recorded. It's like, not the smartest guy in the room.
But yeah, we can post your mistakes.
I'm not the smartest guy, but I'm having the most fun, you know, trying to.
Always a great time to get into the studio with us, Ken. And how can people get your music if they're interested in it?
Oh, man, I appreciate that. Well, tune in here. But no, seriously, as well, if you go to, you know, if you just look up Ken Domash, DOMASH, on any streaming platform, you'll find all the music. If you look up 20 Different Routes, that's the newest song. You can find me on Facebook. Wish I knew what it was. I think it's just Ken Domash. I'm just so used to pushing the button, I forget.
Sure.
It's like knowing my kids' phone numbers. I don't. It just shows up as their name. Same with Instagram. I think it's Ken Domash. I'm going to guess. I don't know, TikTok might be Domash Music. But the lucky thing is no one else on the planet has my name.
That's true. It's
so
unique.
Yeah. So you'll find me if you know how to spell it.
Yeah. DOMASH.
That's right. Like do the mash.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So that's and YouTube too. You know, please check out all the YouTube videos, and you know, hopefully you don't have to look too hard. Hopefully I find you, you know, by being out on the road doing this, playing shows, and just pushing so hard to get the music out there. I haven't figured myself out to know why I have such a heavy push in me to have to do this, you know? I haven't figured it out, you know. It's just, other than the reaction you get back, the friendships you make, it's just, it feels amazing, and hopefully it's doing good for somebody.
2025, pretty busy for you, is it?
2025 is all booked up. It's super, super fun. I say all booked up, but I mean, I'm in the process of booking shows. That's like another whole thing, trying to get out and do shows. That's like another part of it that's like the whole fun part, you know, but there's so much behind the scenes of writing the music, promoting the music, getting on the road, to going to radio. It's just doing social media. There's so much to do.
And you do it all pretty much yourself.
Yeah. I mean, I have promoters, I have producers, but as far as like, you know, a big label with a whole staff behind it and everything, no, it's kind of like a David and Goliath thing, which gives me so much energy. Like, the more you find out, oh, you know, you really can't do this because, you know, you're not with one of the big three major, you know, labels, you're like, oh, okay, so that's what I want to do. It's like such a gas on a fire. Yeah, no, it just gets me really, really pumped up, you know, because everybody's a person, people are people, and, you know, if you're having fun in life, hopefully people notice it, and you all get along, and you know, you get to where you want to be.
It's old school. It's back to basics.
I think, yeah. I mean, yeah. I love it. I love getting out to, radio stations that, like this, you know, that we get to talk and chat. Nothing I like more than turning on the radio and hearing a conversation like this that isn't scripted, has no idea where it's going, and it's just fun. And if it's a train wreck, you know, like...
yeah, people couldn't tell. This was scripted this morning.
Hey, wait, you went offline.
Wait a minute.
Whoa, you took a different route. But yeah, it's like, and that the album has been a very life-affirming thing. The idea of 20 different routes has just kind of grown into something. It's really fun when you try to create something and you watch it grow into more than you thought, you know, and just trying every different way to get to, ironically, I have no roadmap. I don't even know what it looks like when I get there kind of thing, but I'm like Forrest Gump. I'm just running. You know, where are you going? I don't know. I am just running. And don't want to take time to explain it or figure it out. Just love the minute. And you were asking, where am I going next? I won't know till I look. I mean, legit.
Look at your phone.
Yeah, just enjoy where you are right then. I've loved this. I really appreciate it.
Well, appreciate your friendship. And come back and see us anytime.
Yeah. I'll be back. All right.